He's looking for worshipers who produce something. Come on, Southwest Missouri, you've been called to disciple nations. Worship leaders and worship groups, you have been called to disciple nations. And never has there been a time before when you had such access to nations. With a click of the button, someone can be discipled by what you do. Somebody can tune into your service or watch your song on YouTube, and their life can be forever marked. And God intends for us to position ourselves to become a people to allow His presence to flow through our lives in such a way that redemption begins to work, not just for us, but through us.
Burn in us a passion to make Your glory known. Birth in us something that can shift the atmosphere.
And we declare a shift in the name of Jesus. We declare a divine shift over the atmosphere of Southwest Missouri. A shift away from depression and into hope. A shift away from uselessness into purpose in Jesus' name.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. My name is Clint and I'm your host. We have a huge announcement to make today, something that I'm very excited about, something that a lot of worship leaders in the region of Southwest Missouri are excited about, and it is called Unite Worship Gathering. Unite Worship Gathering is a regional worship event devoted to an extended period of vertical worship and building community. We've been working behind the scenes with several worship leaders to organize this event. Our hope and our purpose is to come together for 24 hours of extended vertical worship where we host the presence of God in such a powerful way that He begins to do things in our midst and begins to do things in our city and begins to do things in our region. We put together a promo with all the event details and our heart behind it. So take a listen to the promo and then we'll be right back to talk about today's podcast.
Four states. You are invited to participate in a regional worship event called Unite Worship Gathering. Join with worship leaders all over the area as we have a night of vertical worship and building community in the presence of God. All over the world. God is shifting atmospheres and transforming culture through His presence. We believe that God is doing something so powerful and so transformative that it will change the destiny of our cities and region. The first Unite Worship Gathering will be held at Faith Assembly in Joplin, Missouri, and will start on Friday, February 20th at 7 p.m. If you are a worship leader or a musician and you are interested in taking a time slot at the Unite Worship Gathering, or if you are interested in hosting a Unite Worship Gathering at your church, please sign up at nextgenworship.com/unite. Everyone is welcome to attend.
Not only are we going to be worshiping, but we're going to be working at getting to know each other, building community. So that's why we are also, at the same time as worship, we are having an ongoing potluck type of thing happen. So in a separate room right next to the worship room, we're going to have a food spread. So we want everybody that comes just to bring something to share, bring some kind of an item that you can share with people. We'll have tables and chairs set up, and it'll be a real casual type of atmosphere. We've been working behind the scenes with several worship leaders in the Southwest Missouri area to pull this event off. And in the course of brainstorming and saying, you know, God, what could you do regionally? What could we do with worship? He hooked us up with a guy from San Diego, California, named Henry Haney. And Henry is a worship leader, and he has been hosting regional worship gatherings in San Diego, California, for a little over a year. These gatherings started with just a handful of worshipers, and they've grown to hundreds and hundreds of people. They meet monthly on a regular basis. They go 24 hours and even longer of vertical worship. And what God is doing in their midst is amazing. He says, without fail, every single time they get together, miracles break out in the crowd. They're seeing miracles happen. They're seeing mental illnesses break off of people. They're seeing marriages restored. And they're seeing, in a massive way, reconciliation sweep across their region. Churches reconciling with each other. Pastors, where there's been rifts, God is healing. And that's so exciting because it's so real when you start talking about people forgiving, people coming together. And, you know, you just can't fake that kind of thing. So I'm so excited to have Henry Haney on the podcast today. He's going to share about how One Worship Gatherings got started in California, how they work, how they do it, and some of the things they're seeing. One of the things that they're doing in their worship gatherings that I'm really excited about is called Worship in the Round. And on February 20th, when we get together for our regional worship event, we're going to do Worship in the Round. And it looks like the worship group in the middle, in a circle, facing each other, and worshipers surrounding them. And it's a really great format that's conducive to vertical worship. So check out all the event details at nextgenworship.com/unite. And I hope you enjoy today's podcast with worship leader Henry Haney.
Fueling leaders of heaven's invasion.
Let the Spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in, rushing in. Let the Spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in.
Come rushing in. Henry, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast.
Yeah, happy to be here.
We kind of got connected through a mutual friend, Mark Hendrickson, and he spoke so highly of you. In fact, I don't know if I told you this or not, but he said that no one is doing more for unity in the San Diego area than you.
And oh, so, wow. That,
yeah, that's kind of what I said. I was really blown away, and I was like, man, I really have to connect with this guy. And I started stalking you on Facebook and Instagram, and... and just seeing what was going on. So why don't you just give us a little introduction into who you are, and we're going to talk today a lot about the One Worship Gatherings that you're spearheading out there. Kind of give us a little foundation, help us understand who you are and what you're doing.
Okay, well, I am a small town guy from a little place in Alaska, this little tiny town called Nikiski. And I moved to San Diego in the fall of 2000 with a group of guys just to pursue music. We had a lot of dreams and aspirations. And through the course of the first 4 years that I lived in San Diego, I had gotten really involved with the church and was given my first opportunity to lead worship. And that just launched into me finding this passion for leading people in worship. And so I spent from 2004 to around 2011 working in a church and then helping plant another church as a worship pastor. And came out of that... started just kind of pursuing some other things. And I ended up, through the course of some events, going to, a worship school at, up in Redding at Bethel Church. Yeah. and had a crazy encounter with the Lord. And on my way home, on the drive home, started asking the Lord what I could do, to contribute to a move of his Spirit in San Diego, because it was at the time very much a desert. I mean, there were things happening spiritually, don't get me wrong, but there was a lot of division in this region, and it was a hard place to really grow and move and develop and have relationship. And so anyway, he uh, I had a man, this radical encounter, it just in my car on the drive back, it was like this love bomb went off, you know, and wow. Suddenly became more aware than I ever was that the Holy Spirit lived within me. And that, you know, cause I was thinking I'm going to move to Reading cause that's where things are happening, you know? And it was like, God was like, hey, you know, the same Spirit lives in you and you're a temple of me. I'm in you. Anywhere you go, I'm there. So I can do this anywhere I want to. Uh-huh. And then this revelation, I grew up in church. I'd heard this my whole life. I'm a temple of His Spirit, but it suddenly became very real to me. And so I started asking, what can I do? How can I contribute to move Your Spirit in San Diego? And he laid out kind of a plan for me to, which I thought was crazy at the time. One was to start building community with worship leaders and musicians in the region across denominations and basically to just climb over the walls and force myself into relationship with people. Wow. And the next was to start, had this vision of a map specifically of North County, San Diego. And in every city, slowly a fire started to pop up. Wow. And I knew that what he was showing me to do was to start doing these extended worship gatherings, to gather the worship musicians together and go for 24 hours longer, and move from city to city, which again, I thought was crazy because I didn't even really know where to start. And then he also began to show me some different people that I needed to partner with that were not even involved in worship ministry, just different pastors. Mm-hmm. And so when I got back, I hit the ground running, and that was the spring of 2012. So in 2013, we had our first gathering. It was 24 hours long, and it was absolutely incredible, man. Just the breakthrough, just that first time that started to take place with pastors repenting to one another and coming into a relationship, and different people from different churches coming together and reconciling because this person had left that church, and you know, this person has been thinking that they were enemies to this person, but now they're, you know, in His presence, all that stuff just kind of melts away and you get an opportunity to see things as they really are. And we did that for 2013, and then beginning right at the start of 2014, we relaunched the whole thing under the name One Worship Gatherings. We could see before we had been affiliated with Burn 24/7, which right. is Sean Foyt's ministry, and those guys are awesome. Yeah. But it was clear throughout that first year that what God was doing in San Diego was unique to see in San Diego, you know, and it kind of needed its own identity. So we relaunched as One, and last year we did a gathering in a different church, moving around the region all over every month. We missed 1 month, but so 11 months out of the year. And through that, there's just been amazing growth. There's been incredible testimonies of walls between churches and pastors and leaders and different ministries coming down and people coming together and locking arms in real relationship and community and love, which has just been beautiful.
So what do the One Worship gatherings look like?
Sometimes it looks like a circus, man. We set up in the middle of a room. We don't use a stage at the churches. We bring our own sound equipment in and everything, and we will set up in a circle. It's called In the Round. We set up in the round in the middle of the room, and the band will, you know, basically they're all facing each other, and we're on the same, you know, level as all the people, congregants or whatever you want to call them, that come to be part of it. We just start. And we go, and the whole focus is vertical. You know, we are pouring out our hearts to God. We don't post lyrics up for people to read along because there's so many spontaneous things that happen that it would be almost pointless. You know, there's times that people that are there just attending will, by asking permission, you know, they'll step in and join with the band that happens to be playing. We don't take breaks between the bands. There's flawless transitions. And we've actually had times where there's groups that have planned like overlaps, you know, they'll plan a song together or whatever, which is really cool because you get different flavors working together to do things. And, Yeah, man, it's really amazing. We have there's artists, prophetic artists that come and set up, and we'll paint all over the room. We usually have an area set up where there's food, so there's a place for like fellowship, and a big part of what's happened and this has grown into is there's this community and fellowship aspect that's been really beautiful. There's people that come and do the flag waving. There's intercession that happens. It's really amazing.
So are you seeing, obviously you're seeing some amazing things happen in the area of unity and walls coming down and reconciliation, which is a miracle of itself.
Oh, yeah.
In the Western culture. But are you seeing like other kinds of miracles like healings and different things like that?
Oh, absolutely, man. Every time, without fail, we've had some pretty incredible things that have taken place. We've had people's legs grow out. This kid's got a leg that's an inch shorter than the other, and he's dancing up a storm, and we find out later that it's because his leg grew out. we had a couple that had been divorced, I think, for 2 years, ended up at the event at the same time, didn't know each other were there. And in the middle of the worship time, they ended up catching eyes and had this moment in the presence of the Lord. The marriage was totally reconciled.
Wow.
Yeah. There's been mental illness healings. People have gotten off of prescription medication for depression, bipolar disorder, just by being in this place for, in his sustained manifest presence.
Yeah.
All sorts of amazing things have taken place.
Well, where do you think this is all headed? I mean, you've been in this for a couple of years, it sounds like, and it seems like, at least in the United States, there's pockets of community erupting. Kind of give us an idea, if you have one, of where this is all headed.
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
Or maybe where you dream. What's some of your dreams about where it could go?
Gosh, I don't know. I really want to see the body of Christ come together. Ultimately, that's my heart and passion, man. I feel like we're going to be capable of a lot more if we can lock arms in love. Jesus said his disciples would be known by their love for one another, not how well they agree about doctrine, not how well they know scripture, not any of those things. It's how we love one another. And if we can make that our, like 1 Corinthians 14 says, if we can make that our goal, if we can make that what we're striving for, to love well, I think the possibilities are endless. So with one specifically, I'd love to see it spread, and it's already starting to. And this year, I'm really excited to see a couple more leaders that have stepped up and are putting these events on their own. And I'm still involved, but it's given me a place to kind of step back and oversee more than be the guy setting up all the equipment and running the sound for the whole thing, and that's exciting to me. And then there's some places outside of San Diego, just like in Orange County area and South Riverside, that are now asking for this because they're seeing the fruit of it. And what's happening in San Diego is certainly much more than just the one events. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff going on that's poured into the move that's happening, but I know that it's had a big part in the shift that's taken place. I know that if it's working here, it'll work anywhere.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, it's so exciting to hear what you're saying, because I hear it from a lot of people about the desire for unity and community. And like you said, for it to be, a product of love and not an event that we schedule and script,
as
typical kind of unity events are. But I really appreciate you taking the time today to be with me and talk about all this awesome stuff.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
You've been listening to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. For more information about Next Gen Worship and to listen to other podcast episodes, visit nextgenworship.com.